State water regulators have identified a well near Asheville with contaminated drinking water, and they've indicated it's likely from waste leaking from a Duke Energy coal plant. At the same time, the state and environmental organizations are caught up in a lawsuit with Duke over exactly this issue: coal plants contaminating groundwater and rivers in the Asheville and Charlotte regions. WFAE's Ben Bradford has been following the suit, and he joins me now to unpack what the one contaminated well signifies for Duke, the state, environmentalists, and those of us who drink the water. Good morning, Ben.
Hey.
Ben first explained what happened at the well.
The state found high levels of two metals, iron and manganese, in a family's private well. So to give you a sense, that exceeds the federal standard for manganese by a factor of about 12 and the standard for iron by about 7. And in one sense, this isn't a big deal. Iron and manganese aren't particularly toxic. It may change the color and the flavor of the water more than anything. And it's one home. No one's been found to be at fault, and some of these metals do occur naturally in the rock. But with all those caveats out of the way, the state is making Duke supply drinking water to the family and do further tests.
Okay, so why do we care down here in Charlotte if one home a couple hours away has funny-looking water?
Right. Well, Duke has 14 coal plants across the state, and each one has these ponds that store the leftover ash from burning coal. And a small amount of the ashy water can seep into the groundwater, and then that groundwater flows into nearby rivers where we get our drinking water. And this well sits in between Duke's Asheville power plant and the French Broad River, and it's the first time a well has been found with this contamination. Prior to this, the state's had evidence of contamination in groundwater, but not in drinking water.
And the state is suing Duke for the seepages from the 14 coal plants.
Yeah, that's right. So, including the Riverbend plant off of Mountain Island Lake in Gastonia. But environmental groups have been critical, both of the state being slow to sue and for quickly proposing what they see as a soft settlement. It mostly requires further testing from the company and then a token fine. The French Broad River keeper, Hartwell Carson, explains the problem that he and the other organizations kind of see with it.
It'd be great, instead of continuing to dig up contamination and human health impacts, that we could just get to addressing the source of the pollution, which we all know is the coal ash lagoons. And it's honestly not that complicated to fix the problem. They just need to line the lagoons and ensure that the pollution can't seep into the groundwater.
State regulators and Duke both say the general drinking water is fine, by the way, because the toxins are diluted by the river and the water is filtered. And there are certain flows from the coal ash ponds into the river that are state approved and regulated.
Okay, so what does Duke have to say about the well?
Well, Duke says it's proof the state isn't going easy on them. Here's spokeswoman Erin Colbert.
Some of the special interest groups had indicated a concern that they felt like the state, you know, was really perhaps putting some things on hold while the litigation was ongoing. And we can see here that that's clearly not the case.
At the same time, the state's only making Duke do further testing on the well. And it's the same testing the company's required to do in the settlement. It's just a bit expedited.